In the Rebbe Sicha, in Lekutei Sicha, is Chelek Yudalid Hazinu Beis, the second Sicha and Pashas Hazinu. So there's a whole beautiful biur legabe birchas hatera. The general teichin kloli of the Sicha is the following: the Rebbe brings the Gemara in Masechta Brachos of Chafalef that says minayin lebirchas hatera lefaneha min hatera. What's the makir? How do we know that you're supposed to make birchas hatera before learning tera? Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gedel Lelikein. From this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, I'm going to teach you now Torah. Kishem Hashem Ekra, I'm going to make a bracha first. Havu Gedel Lelikein, answer Amen. That's how Rashi's Mefarish over there, that Gemara. Akapanim, that's the Gemara says, the Mokir for Birchas HaTeira Lefonem and HaTeira, because it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gedel Lelikein. And that was before Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching them Torah. And this is the makir, the Birchas HaTorah is min HaTorah. Now, Dr. Rebbe, for the fact that Birchas HaTorah has a special limud, that you have to do Birchas HaTorah, even though l'chura, Birchas HaTorah should be a bracha like any Birchas HaMitzvahs. All mitzvahs you make a bracha. And here we have a whole special shtikel gemara and a special pasuk to tell you the inner Birchas HaTorah. So from here is mashma, the Birchas HaTorah is not like all the other Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's different, it's a different geder. And the Rebbe says that what's the geder? That all the other mitzvahs are a thank you to the Eibishter, that he gives us a mitzvah. So it's about the mitzvah aspect of it, because I have a commandment. And by Birchas HaTorah, in addition to the fact that it's just a mitzvah, in other words, that it's a mitzvah when we're doing it, there's a bracha on the etzem limud HaTorah. As he explains later, he's medayikid from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that it's al derech birchas hanenin. You know, there's a special appreciation and enjoyment of learning Torah, again, beyond the fact that it's a mitzvah. And for that we make a special bracha, and that's the bracha of birchas hatorah. So it has an additional concept, an additional reason. It's not just the mitzvah shabai, it's a bracha on the very fact that I get to learn Torah. Oh, ebazei, that becomes the springboard for the question of the sicha, which is, there is an issue that women have to make Birchas HaTorah. And the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch discusses, why do women have to make Birchas HaTorah l'chura? They don't have the mitzvah. And the Alter Rebbe gives the answer that it's because they do have a mitzvah, they have to learn the halachas atzriches, so misad that mitzvah, they do make Birchas HaTorah. For the Rebbe, once we've established that Birchas HaTorah is not only because of the mitzvah shaboy, but rather because of the hana, or al derech the hana, the appreciation of the very fact that we have Torah, so why didn't the Alter Rebbe say that that's the reason a woman makes a bracha, even if she doesn't have a mitzvah? In other words, in Hachinami, the Alter Rebbe finds that a woman does have a mitzvah in certain areas of Torah, but that's limited. It's limited only to those areas. That itself is connected with a chiddush in Kanamokim. But Al Kalponim, once we've established that Birchas HaTorah has an additional aspect to it, not connected to the mitzvah, but the hanah, an appreciation of the very fact we have Torah, that's l'chura shayach to woman as well. Why doesn't the Alter Rebbe bring that as a reason, or at least as an additional reason, why a woman makes Birchas HaTorah? That's the question of the sicha. And on that, Hibz Chana, a whole beautiful, deep biur, in what's the advantage of the reason the Alter Rebbe gives for the chiv of women in Birchas HaTorah over this reason. Why this reason could not be the primary reason, at kedekach, it's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, to be mechayev a woman to make Birchas HaTorah. That's the build of the sicha. Now, but going back to the very, very beginning, and I want to just focus on a few ha'aras in the very beginning of the sicha, specifically ha'ara number 2, number 6, and number 7. And that's where the Rebbe is establishing the Etzem Yisoid, that Birchas HaTorah is a different type of a mitzvah, is a different type of a bracha, and that's because there's a special limud for it. So in the Pinim, that's it. It's two paragraphs. But in the Haris, there's a whole diun, so to speak, behind the scenes of this concept of the hechrech or the sor or the yisoid for this chidush that Birchas HaTorah is a different type of a mitzvah. And that's what I want to discuss with you, Al Kalponim Biktzara. But in order to understand these Haris, we have to make a short hakdama, and that is, there is a famous question amongst the Rishonim, which is legabi this Gemara. As the Gemara said, as we quoted before, minayin lebirchas HaTorah min HaTorah. I'm reading now from the Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda, minayin, or on the side, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav de Bach says, Minayin lebirchas amozin lachareh min ha-teira, shenemar v'chalta v'savata v'rafka. Minayin lebirchas ha-teira lefoneho min ha-teira, shenemar kishem Hashem eker hovu gede lelekein. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said two inyonim. He brought a pasuk for birchas amozin after eating, and for birchas ha-teira before learning teira. And then Rabbi Yechanan wants to learn, he says, he wants to learn that Torah, you should make a bracha lachareha as well from Birchas HaMozin. On food, you should make a bracha beforehand as well from Birchas HaTorah. And then the Gemara slugs it up. That's the sugya. The Kudas HaDvarim is, we have here a Gemara. That the Lashon HaGemara is, Minayin LeBirchas HaTorah, Minayin LeBirchas HaTorah, Lefoneam and HaTorah Shenema. Now the question is, so is this a real limud? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a deraisa? Is it a rabbonon? What's the story? So the famous mocker is the Ramban. The Ramban, in his Heisofis to Sefer HaMitzvahs, you do know that the Ramban argues on the Rambam in certain places in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs that the Rambam counts as mitzvahs, the Ramban does not. And yet everyone comes up with the same number at the end because there's Taryag mitzvahs. So therefore the Ramban also adds certain mitzvahs that the Ramban does, that the Rambam doesn't. And he has at the end of the mitzvahs, I say of the Rambam, the Ramban has his list of, as he calls it, mitzvahs sheshochach eson harav mi mitzvahs asei kifi daso Ramban. That's what it says in the Rambam. So mitzvah tes vov, that the 15th mitzvah that the Ramban is moisif, that the Rambam didn't write, is nitztavinu lohedis l'shmei yisborich b'chol eis shenikra b'teira al ha-teva ha-gdela sha'osa lonu b'sitei teirosei eleinu. The mitzvah that we have to be moided to the Eibishter, every time we learn Teira, and the great Teva that he gave us is Teira. V'hidiyonu ha-mais meritzuyim l'fonov shebehem ninchal chaye elam abo. The Eibishter gave us his Teirah, and that's the way we know his Maisim. Ukasher nitztavinu bebrocha achar kol ha'achilo, kein nitztavinu bezu. Just like we have a brocha of Birchas HaMozin, after eating, midei raisa. The same way we have this mitzvah of making a brocha before limud ha'Teirah. That's what he says. And then he goes on to bring the sugi ha'Gemara and daf chaf aleph and brochas that we've already read. So the Ramban clearly holds that it's a deraisa and it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of a minyan ha'taryag. He adds it into his minyan ha'mitzvahs. That's the Rambam. The Rambam, however, didn't mention it. Obviously, that's what the Rambam is doing. He's adding it. So the Rambam didn't mention it. So the first machshav is that he doesn't hold it to mitzvah. He doesn't hold it to the Reis. Zogtaki the Megillas Esther, which is right here in the back of Sefer HaMitzvahs, together with the Asogas HaRamban. Megillas Esther says, unusually, because normally the Megillas Esther is always defending the Rambam. Here he actually agrees with the Rambam. He says, "Nirali ki divrei haRamban tzoidkim b'zeh hamokim." It seems to me that the Ramban is right in this place. V'lo yodaiti lama lemino harav. I don't know why the Rambam didn't count it. Im leichoshav, unless the Rambam felt shem midrashim b'zeh haposik hu al derech asmachta b'vat. Unless that the Rambam felt that the medrash, the drash on this posik in the Gemara is only an asmachta. Omnam olav lahavi raya. The Megillas Esther says the Rambam would have to bring a raya to that. Where did he get that? That this shtikla Gemara, when the Gemara says that some usage on this pasuk is merely an asmachta, a love lovey raya, and therefore the Megillas Esther agrees with the Ramban. But the Vayla, he already told us what he thinks trapped in the Rambam is l'chur, that the Rambam felt it's an asmachta, but the Megillas Esther says a love lovey raya. Why is it an asmachta? So that's right away the big machlekes. The Ramban is moinit and minyan ha-mitzvahs, and the Rambam is not. The Megillas Esther says, maybe the Rambam felt it's an asmacht. No, everyone talks about this, and a lot of the great achreinim agree very much with the Ramban. And they say it's for sure a deiraisa. There's the Tzlach from the Nei Debi Yehuda, and the Gemara and Brachas over there. The Shagas Aryeh, Barichos Kedarki, the Prichodosh, and the beginning of Hilchos Birchas HaTorah. All of them say, and the Mechiyach, Beikir from the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara wants to learn brachas before eating from Birchas HaTorah. So obviously we're trying to learn a din deraisa, not a din derabbanon. We already know that that before eating midrabbanon you have to make a bracha. Al kapanim, all of these gdeleo achreinim, again the Tzlach, the Shagasari, the Pirichodosh, and others, they agree with the Ramban that it is a mitzvah asay mideiraisa. It's a deiraisa to make birchas hatayr. And remember, if you look in the Malach, if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, there's already Rishonim, they find other Rishonim, a Rashban, a Meiri, that they all learn that it's a din deiraisa. And the Rebbe's been saying to these in the Ha'oris. On the other hand, they take, there are those, these same Achrenim say that the Rambam must hold, like the Megillas Esther said, that the Pasuk in the that the Gemara brings is only an Asmachta, but really it's a Rabbanon, and it's not Minyan HaMitzvahs. You look in the Yerushalmi in Brachas on the side, in the Maariv Aponim, Bariches, he's like a Mechiach notes that there's Dafka the Rabbanon, that this Gemara is not a Libid Hilchas, it's not a Deraisa, it's a Rabbanon. Chapt Agreser Machlekes. We have a Gemara that says, Menayin, the Brachas HaTeirim and HaTeirim, and the Gemara brings a Pasuk. So we have the Ramban, the Itay, other Rishenim, and Gedele Achrenim that all say it's a Deraisa. We have the Rambam, who doesn't mention it at all, as in the Minyan Mitzvahs. He doesn't mention anywhere that there's such a deraisa to make a bracha before learning Torah. And we have the Achrenim, or many of them, feel that the Shita of Rambam is that this Gemara was only an Asmachta, and Fakert, and the Maraponim, and the Yerushalmi, he's going to make it, that's the correct Shita, that it's only a Drabon. There's a third Shita. Interestingly, the third Shita is that Einachanami, it's a deraisa. The Gemara says, brings a pasuk. Nevertheless, just because it's a deraisa doesn't mean it has to be nimne as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei in the mitzvah is deraisa, in the minyan atariyag. It could be nichlal in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself. This is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah includes a chiyuv to make a bracha when you're beginning to learn Torah. So einochanami, this is like a hachro. Einochanami, it's a deraisa. The Gemara taka means deraisa. But it doesn't have to be as far as the Ramban takes it, that it becomes a mitzvah b'minyan hatariyag. And others say that that may be shat in Rambam also. The Rambam taki doesn't mention it in the minyan mitzvahs, but that doesn't mean that the Rambam doesn't agree that a chiluk of learning Torah is that you have to make a bracha of nilun that Torah, and so can't taki zan the raisa, which would solve I think the ikir hechrichim that the Rishonim and the Achrenim bring to the Shita, that is the deraisa. If you always say deraisa, it's fine, without having to add that it's also a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, like Shita's or Ramban. Bemes, it's clear that the Ramban himself also entertained that thought, but he's shelalot. The Ramban writes, at the end of his end of that piece, he says, Ve'ein roi limneso mitzvah achas im hakriya. It's not roi to count this as one mitzvah together with reading the Torah. Kemesha mikra bikurim einei nimna achas im hava osei. We have by bikurim, there's mikra bikurim and there's havas bikurim. We don't say it's one big mitzvah, bring the bikurim and read the tefillah. V'sipur yisiyes mitzrayim im achilas ha-pesach. When it comes to the little seder, we don't say, listen, you have to have the mitzvah of korban pesach. And sipur yisiyes mitzrayim, it's one big mitzvah. No, each one attains its own status, its own mitzvah. So here we see the Ramban himself entertained this svar. Maybe it's taka deraisa, but it's nichlal in the mitzvah deraisa of limudat Torah. Zok the Ramban, we see other, he brings the Mekeiros, he brings the Dugmois from Mekeiros, from Bikurim, and from Korban Pesach, that the tefillah, or the bracha that you read beforehand, is not part of the mitzvah itself. Al derech zeh by Talmud Torah. The bracha on Talmud Torah and mitzvah Talmud Torah are two separate mitzvahs. Zog nober achreinim, that mekan mechalek zeh. In other words, the Achrenim say, no, maybe you could say that it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, but a minyan atariyag. And it is the Reis. And it's nichlal in the Reis of Limud HaTorah. Either Ramban says, look at Bikurim, that the Mikra Bikurim and Avos Bikurim are two mitzvahs. Look at Sibir Yitzias Mitzrayim, that and Korban Pesach two mitzvahs. So you have different Ifanim. Well, Mashal, the official Perlov in his Biurim and the Sefer Mitzvahs L'Rasag, that the Rebbe is Messiah here in the Horus, he says it's different. Because by Bikurim, Mashal, it says that certain people that are maybe ve'enei kairei. So you see that they're not necessarily dependent one on the other. So mele, therefore, it's like two separate inyanim, two separate mitzvahs. Mashing by Talmud Torah, we don't find such a mitzvah as someone that has a chiyuv to learn but not to make a bracha. So being that there's no chiluk, it could yes go together. You look in the Orach HaShulchan, Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, he gives another vart. He says by Mikra Bikurim, and Avos Bikurim, there's no din that there can't be a hefsik bein nehem. Al derech by Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach, there's no din that a hefsik is a problem, is a rayi that is takar two separate inyonim. By Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah, there may not be a hefsik. So it could be it is one inyon. That's different ways of being miyashev, this echocha of the Ramban. Al kol ponim l'sikuma de milsa, to be misakin, to summarize, we have over here three shittas, really, it's really shnayim shehin sholish, in this mitzvah, of this chiyuv of birchas hater l'fnei hater. Now, the kol l'sikuma machlekes is it a deraisa or is it a drabon? As the Gemara says, menayin l'birchas hater, menayin hater, and the Gemara brings the pasuk. So the Shiloh Klolos is it a deraisa or is it a drabonon? Is it a real limud mideraisa or is it only a smachta balma? The Ramban obviously is deigel as a deraisa mamish. The pashtus of the Rambam is he doesn't mention anywhere such a deraisa. So then a chapsa drabonon. And in the deraisa gufa, we have two ifan. Do we say that it's a deraisa ad kirikach, that it's nimn as a min mitzvah befnei atzma, the minyan a mitzvahs? That's shitas a Ramban, who, as we said, is shaylul, that is nichlal and becomes part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Or do we say no? Like again, like Fishel Perlov says in his Biurim to the Rasag, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, and others say, they know it's a deraisa, but it's not in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. So that's the shnayim shein sholosh. Is it deraisa or is it rabbonon? B'deraisa gufe, is it a minyan b'fnei atzma, the minyan ha-tayag, or not? Ad kan, the hakdome klolis legabe this chiyuv of birchas hater. Now, let's come back to the Sikha. The Rebbe started the Sikha by saying that from the fact that the Gemara says a mokir miyuchid, a limud miyuchid for Birchas HaTeira, it's mashma that Birchas HaTeira is different than regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. So, this vort that the Rebbe is establishing, that Birchas HaTeira is a different type of a bracha than Birchas HaMitzvahs, based on the fact that the Gemara brings for it a limud miyuchid, who is that, who does this vort fit best according to? If this Gemara is a deraisa or a drabonon, if the mocker for Birchas HaTeir is a deraisa or a drabonon. So if you look at Ora number 2, it's clear that the Rebbe's word is most miyusid on the shita that it's a deraisa. Pshat is bepashtus, because the whole word that the Rebbe is saying is that being that Birchas HaTeir has a mocker miyuchah b'fnei atzma, so therefore it's different. Now, when is there a clear mocker miyuchah b'fnei atzma? If taki, it's a deraisa dekalimud. We really learn birchas hater from this pasuk ishem Hashem ekra. So then it's a mocker miyuchah b'fnei atzma, a limud miyuchad. Mashenkin, if it's only an asmachta, so it's a shvachir a limud miyuchad. It's only an asmachta from that pasuk. Let's read together. Hora 2. Haramban, sefer amitzis, hesafis l'mitzis hasei, mino b'minyan amitzis. Oreitzlach, shagasari, prichodosh. Sheikhrichu Misugas Hagimard Brichsatir Mediris, Bhinodasur Rashba and Meiri in Chinuch. That is the Rebbe brings a whole list of Rishenim that says a deraisa. Then the Rebbe says, Avalgam im name the limud hanal rakas machtohi. Even if we'll say that the limud in that Gemara is merely an asmachto. Kimo isha bibim gilases, the Rebbe Sefaramisusham. Pirush un pirushat slach vishagas ari hanal the aid bidasur Rambam. So even according to the second Mahalach, which all of these Mefarshim say in Dasar Rambam, that Gemara and that the pasuk that Gemara brings is merely an asmachto, says the Rebbe, Mestaber shehi brocha al etzem limud ha'teira ki befnim ukedivri admur hazokin lekama. It's mestaber that even according to the shita that this pasuk is merely brought as an asmachto. Nevertheless, Birchas HaTeira is on the Etzem Limud HaTeira Kibifnim. That's what the Rebbe says. Let's finish the next paragraph. Urei bir ari per lo lo sefer misus rasak, misus hasei lamagimu. Shemefarish shegam Rambam sviru leidi Birchas HaTeira dir aisehi. Elo, sheleminoa b'minyin ha-mitzus, ki ledaiti nechlel lasi b'misus Talmud Teira. Here the Rebbe is messiahing to the third shita, that even according to the Rambam, it's also dir aise. No. So it's very, very evident from this whole ha'or that this word that the Rebbe is telling us in the Sikh, that Birchas HaTeira is different because there's a limud miyuchad, so that makes especially sense. This is, that's especially muchrach. If that limud is a real full limud, if it's a deraisidike limud. So that's why the Rebbe first brought the list of Rishonim and Achrenim that say that it's a deraisidike limud. Then the Rebbe says, but even if it's only an asmachta, still the word of the Sikh is mistaber. And he adds that there are those that say that even the Rambam holds it's really a deraisa. But Pashas, the Kavana is that you know, there's more shittas. Even the Rambam might hold it so the Rai says, Dach zicher richtig the word from the Sikh. Yeah. It's not clear. The Rebbe says that even if it's the word, even if it's only an asmachta, still the word of the Sikh is mistaber. It's not clear why is it mistaber. What's that? What's the Havana? Because the problem is, if it's only an asmachta, so there is no real makir miyuchud for birchas hatorah. So if there's no makir miyuchud for birchas hatorah, so what's the vart? What's the whole vart of the sikh is miyusid on the fact that birchas hatorah is a makir miyuchud. So why is it mistaber? Straight up, the Rebbe doesn't say any hasbara in the mistaber. Ulai, Efsher, I don't know, just saying is we're talking together over here. Maybe from the fact that we have an asmachta for this bracha. In other words, there's a lot of mitzvahs. There's a ribu mitzvahs in the Torah. And all of them we make a bracha. And we don't find that the Gemara is searching for asmachtas for the brachas. This one has a smachta from a special pasuk. Ein, the Hanami is merely an asmachta. But Chazal, we're looking for an asmachta for this. No, so there's something different about this. Is Kemesh Zogim Vaite the same word as the Sicha? That is different because of this reason. That it's a different type of a bracha attack, and therefore we were looking for asmachta. I don't know if that's pshat. I don't know if that's pshat. But Al-Kapanim, the Rebbe says that even if you hold like that shita and shita, if you hold like that way in shita Saramba, that the mokr is only an asmachta, nevertheless, the teichen of the sikha, that birchas hatorah is a different type of a bracha, is mistaber that that's correct even according to the shita. If we go a little further to order number 7, another hesafes dvarim that just shows how this sikha is beikir following, I think, the mahalach. The birchas hatorah is taka in the raisa, and the pasuk is taka limud miyuchad, a real limud. So in the pnim, the Rebbe says that this chidush, the birchas hatorah, is a different type of a bracha, is very much mashman loshon of the Alter Rebbe. Because Alter Rebbe, when he describes birchas hatorah, he doesn't describe it as a regular bracha. He says lachein yira kol odom shetiye kli chemdosi shel hakadosh baruch hu shoyim shtameya bo bechol yeim chashuva beinov levorich oleo besimcha yeser mi'al kol hanoyes shebe'elam. So the Rebbe says, "Mize mashma shabrochi al etzem inyan haTorah shenoshen lanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu al derech birchas hanani." So from the Alter Rebbe's loshin, it's also mashma that the Alter Rebbe learned the birchas haTorah as this different type of a bracha. Says Rebbe in order 7 that really there's a big mokim to say that the Alter Rebbe holds the birchas haTorah attack as deraisa, like the Shita said is a deraisa mamish, even though the Alter Rebbe doesn't say that clearly in Shulchan Aruch. But the Rebbe says that if you look into that Shagas Aryeh and Pri Chodesh that we mentioned earlier, that they both are masking with the Shita Saramba, with a Ramban, that Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa. So one of the big rayas that they bring to it is from the fact that the Gemara famously says in the Dorim that Al Machor v'Horetz Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. Why was the Eretz Yisrael Beis Hamikdash? Why was it Nechara? Why was it destroyed? Because you didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Zog in the Achreinim, the Shagas Aryeh Pri Chodesh, if it would only be a Drabonon, so would it make sense that Al-Zech Nechre V'Horetz, the Eretz Yisrael was destroyed because Yidden didn't do a mitzvah de Rabbonon, Sepsnish Mashma. This is that alone is a raya. They were talking about a mitzvah Haseh De Raisa. That's what they say. Nochmer, the Prichadr says that the Tur doesn't mention that Birch Zater is a De Raisa, but the Prichadr says from the fact that the Tur begins in Birch Zater with this Inyin of Alma of the Horetz, Mnish B'Loi Baruch B'Tere Tchila, is Kemazogin that the tour by starting with that was also being madgish or being meramaz al kalponim. The Rashid is that it's a mitzvah deraisa mamish. Ad kedekach, that al machor v'oretz. Zogshin al terebe, eibazei. Kemashin zogin al terebe, is albazach. Because the Alter Rebbe also in the beginning of Birchas HaTorah, like the tour, brings the gemara of al machor v'oretz nishli baruch b'tere tchila. So just like the Pri Chodesh said in the tour, that being that he brings that concept, that gemara in the beginning shows that he holds that has a take of a deraisa. Says Rebbe, kemen shen zogin yesh leimar shalachera gamad marazokin svira lekein. That's what the Rebbe says. In other words, why am I saying this? Because you see, I think we see here that the general thrust of the sikha is that we're learning like the shita that birchas hatorah istaka mideraisa, like this, which is the shita of many rishonim as we saw already. Say the Ramban. Inside the Rashba, inside the Meiri, inside the Chinuch, and Gdeleo Achreinim, and even in the Rambam Yesh Emrim King. So B'meila late this big Shita, the Birchas HaTorah is Takim Midei Raisa, is Zeir Stark, the Yisoid of the Sicha, that there's a Mokr Meyuchad for Limudah for Birchas HaTorah. If it's a Mokr Meyuchad for Birchas HaTorah, is a Rai, it's a different type of a Bruch. That's Lechura the Teichen of Aura 2 and Aura 7. The Maisa is, when we get to Hora 6, there Lechura, the whole thing turns around. And that's what I want to discuss with you. The Rebbe in the Pnim says, Mizeh sheyesh limud miyuchad b'negei le birchas hatorah, being that there's a limud miyuchad for Birchas HaTorah, right, Kishem HaShem Akra, Av Shalach HaEira Nechlela Sibu Zeh Shem Vorchin Al Kol HaMitzvahs, even though L'chura is Nechlela, and this that we make a brach on all the mitzvahs, Mashma de Birchas HaTorah Zu Sheinem B'Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's Mashma de Birchas HaTorah is different than Birchas HaMitzvahs. That's the verb. Says the Rebbe Nora 6, Avol Einei Muchrach. Ein Hochinami, it's Mashma, but it's not Muchrach. Why is it not Muchrach? There's a special limud for Birchas HaTorah. Different. It's not Nichlal and all the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Why is it not Muchrach? Says the Rebbe. Ki Yeshleimar Aleph, Lefishimidi Raisa. In other words, if Birchas HaTorah is Midei Raisa, so then it's different than all the other Birchas HaMitzvahs. So what do you mean you're asking, why is there a limud miyuchad for Birchas HaTorah, Lecheres Nichlal and the Birchas HaMitzvahs? It's not Nichlal and the Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Birchas HaMitzvahs is not a mitzvah deraisa. It says, Lechura, the whole raya to say the Birchas HaTorah is different, special, unique, is because there's a makar miyuchad, and it's not part of everything else. But the reason there's a makar miyuchad is because this is the only one that's a deraisa. So it's not nichlal on the others. It's a deraisa dekemitzvah, not a derabbanan dekemitzvah. It's a bazes. It's not mukrach that it has to be, that it's like kilu, it's part of all the brachas, but a different geder. It's not a different geder. It's just a mitzvah deraisa. The others are a mitzvah derabbanan. So that's the why it's not mukrach, that it's a different type of bracha, of brichsanenin, like bracha, if you hold it's a deraisa. The Rebbe's mamshech beis, gam la deis david derabbanan. Even if you hold that Birchas HaMitzvah, the Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbonon K'mishar Birchas HaMitzvahs. So, Eibazei L'chura, the mashmos of the Sikh is so much more that even though it's part of the Birchas HaMitzvahs, nevertheless it has a limud meyuchad, so it puts it into a different category. Says the Rebbe, maybe no. As mechuha akro meyuchad ki shayni teiro shemitzvah shebedibur. Ve'eni deyme l'sham mitzvah shem b'maisa. And here goes away Arichas Nehemshech Ha'or. In other words, like this. Even if Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbonon, so Eibazei is just like all the other mitzvahs, all the other Birchas HaMitzvahs, and Eibazei, the Yisai to the Sikh is strong, that from the fact that we need a special limud, is a Rai that is different, says the Rebbe Lav Davke, because Yesh Lechalik in Birchas HaTorah and all the other Birchas HaMitzvahs. All the other mitzvahs are mitzvahs Shebemaisa. And since they're mitzvahs shebemaisa, that's why you make a bracha. And the Rebbe even goes on later in the brackets and says that the ikir, the mitzvahs that the chachamim were semichan for birchas mitzvahs, are talking about mitzvahs shebemaisa, like hafrashas truma, meiser, achila zevach, like the Rebbe brings, and all in Sakapita Talmudah, she brings all this. Akupanim, there's a makom to say that even if birchas HaTorah is only the rabbonon, it's a chidush that you make birchas HaTorah. Even though you make it on all other mitzvahs are mitzvahs shebemaisa. But on mitzvahs shebedibur, typically we don't make brachas. Like we don't make a bracha on birchas hamazon or on tefillah. The Rebbe says, I birchas kriyashma, we make a bracha on dibur, but it brings from the Rishonim, that's the Rebbe brings in Tanya, birchas kriyashma are not a regular birchas on mitzvahs. I'll call upon him, what's the Rebbe saying here? That even if you hold the birchas there is the rabbonon, so still, there might be a need to bring a special limud for Birchas HaTorah, even if it's the same geder as all the other brachas, because Birchas HaTorah is only a mitzvah shebedibur, so maybe you wouldn't make a bracha. Is weiter arab de hechacha von de pnim. Okay? So again, ha'orah 6, bekitzer. The pnim of the sikha is saying that being that there's a makar meyuchad for Birchas HaTorah, so therefore Zerai is a different type of a bracha. It's alderach a birchas hanen. Says the Rebbe in R6, but the Stakim Mashma, Enochanami, but it's not Mukhrach. Because you can argue. You can argue and say that no, really, Birchas HaTorah is this, it's just a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. It is a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. Why do you need a limud miyuchad? Well, if it's Deraisa, you need a limud to make it Deraisa. It's ganz poshut. Even if it's the Rabbonon, still you might need an extra limud, because I might think that dafke this mitzvah doesn't have a bracha lefana, because it's only a mitzvah shebedibur, so I need a limud meyuchad, that you do make a bracha Birchas HaTorah. But say if it's the Raisa, and say if it's the Rabbonon, you could say that although there is a limud meyuchad, nevertheless, it's really the same geder as Birchas HaMitzvahs, that is not a... And it's not a different type of a mitzvah, al derech birchas hanen. So Ha'ora 6 is a general Ha'ora on the etzem hechrich of the sicha, and saying it's not mukrach. And as we pointed out, the ikir not mukrach is if you hold birchas mitzvahs is the birchas HaTorah is deraisa, so then l'chur is pasha, why you have to have a limud meyuchad? That's order six. And here, I want to share something, a thought. Remember, I think it's a real ha'orim shat. The Rebbe says, is saying, it's not mukhrach. The word of the sikh is not mukhrach, because you could say, if birch satir is deraisa especially, you could say that you need a limud to make it deraisa. So what's the svar, why is it svar, that, you know, what's the raya that it's a different type of a bracha? And I don't understand, what do you mean it's not mukhrach? It's just not mukhrach. L'chure, it's shelel, the whole yisoid of the svara of the pnim. This is, in other words, latest shita that birchas ha'teira is takim midiraisa, which we pointed out in the first chelik of our discussion here, that's the ikir shita that the Rebbe is going with in this sikha. The shita of the rishonim and the achreinim, maybe even shita sarama, birchas ha'teira is deraisa. So why is there a pasuk to tell me birchas ha'teira, to tell me that there's such a mitzvah deraisa? It's l'chur pashit. Mimuzai zeizogim. You need the pasuk for the derais. So what's bechlal the raya of the sicha that birchas ha'teira is a different gedra than birchas ha'mitzvahs? Let's go back to the pnim. When a person reads the pnim without the orders, what does it say? Mizeh sheyesh limud miyuchay b'negei ala birchas ha'teira. Av sheluchura nechlela sibazeh shemavarchan al kol ha'mitzvahs. From the fact that the limud miyuchay about birchas ha'teira, even though it's seemingly nechlela on all ha'mitzvahs, mashma the birchas ha'teira sheinu b'birchas ha'mitzvahs. And as the whole yisoid of this of the vort of the sikha is that why is there a limud miyuchad for birchas ha'teira? It's part of all the birchas ha'mitzvahs. So why is there a limud miyuchad b'chlal? V'kana ben shail, what kind of a shail is that? If you hold that birchas ha'teira is the iraisa, so it's not nichlal in all the mitzvahs. In other words, midiraisa, there's no such concept called birchas ha'mitzvahs. So there's no such concept midiraisa and birchas ha'mitzvahs. So you need a pasuk to tell you the concept of birchas ha'teira. That's shadoazah birchas ha'mitzvahs. So birchas ha'teira could be a regular birchas ha'mitzvah, and there's a pasuk because they tell you it's a deiraisa, and this is the deiraisa of the birchas ha'mitzvahs, and then there's other birchas ha'mitzvahs mid rabbanon. So what I'm not understanding is the Rebbe says that it's not mukhrach, that the word of the prim is not mukhrach. It's not mukhrach that birchas ha'teira is different from the fact that there's a pasuk, because it could be, since it's deiraisa, I need a pasuk. And I'm asking, what do you mean it's not mukhrach? It's mukhrach that not. It's mukhrach that you can't say the word to the sikha. You can't say that birchas ha'teira, well, really, it could be nichlal and all the mitzvahs, and the fact that there's a pasuk miyuchad is to tell you it's a different type of a bracha. What's that supposed to mean? This is a deiraisa, those aren't a deiraisa. This pasuk is to tell you that it's a deiraisa. Dachzich sashtarka orim pshat. And the truth is, everyone should be mizbein and think into it. Was kemen dazog? So I don't know. I don't know Bamas was pshat, but let me just be matzia once for. That is like this. I mentioned before already that the Rishonim and the Achreinim, the Ramban and the Achreinim are all they argue on the Rambam. They say you must say that it's a deraisa. The Rambam seems to hold, I mean, the classical way of learning the Rambam is a birchas ha'teira is only in the Rabbon. It's only, and the pasuk is only in Asmachta. Bring in the rayas that know from the Hemshech Hasuk, everyone is the Ramban already, and it's lach, everyone, the Shekhasari, they bring rayas from the Hemshech Hasugia, from the fact that we want to learn Brachel of Neachil from Birchas Ha'teira, Mekal V'chemer. They bring rayas, the Birchas Ha'teira is Medirais. Fretzich the Shaila, why are they bringing rayas? The Lashon HaGemara is, Omrev Huda Marav, Minayin. But then he says, "Minayin lebirchas ha'teira lefaneh min ha'teira." Shenemar kishem Hashem ekra havu gedel lalekenu. No one says that. As they state in Gemara, the Gemara says it's a deiraisa. The Gemara says it's a deiraisa. Minayin lebirchas ha'teira lefaneh min ha'teira. And side the Ramban, and side the Prichodosh, and side the Shagasari, all of them who are being machriach that the Ramban is right, the birchas ha'teira is midiraisa, is from the Hemshech Hadiyun in the Sugya, not from the etzem words of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, minayin lebirchas ha'teira lefoneh min ha'teira. Vosep is nisht. So the Birdam Station, the Tzlach already says it, the Bemes, the Loshen, minayin lebirchas ha'teira lefoneh min ha'teira. The Lashon Minayim and Ateira doesn't mean that it's a deraisa b'chlal. And they bring a Gemara and Baba Basra Kuf Mem Zayin. The Gemara says, Minayim l'mat naschiv mirashi him in Ateira. Again, Bavaser Kuf Mamzayin. How do I know about that? Schiv Mera Hazakeach Man Atayra. Zokshin Teisv is Dorten. Lav Man Atayra Dafki Koamar. It doesn't mean Taki that it's a Din Man Atayra. The Rav Nachman Gufei Isle Lekamon. The Eino Kishol Teira. Vasa Ua Kishol Teira. Ela Asmachta Ba'al Mahudi Koamar. When the Gemara says Minayin, how do I know something is Min HaTorah? It doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah Min HaTorah. It means, what's an asmachta? What's a mocker for this concept in the Torah? But it could very well be a drabbana. Tesis goes on and says, V'chi ha'gavne ike b'peri kamad meir kotten, gabi tzien shuhum drabbana. The Gemara is talking about making a tzien on a kever. Weiter minayin Min HaTorah. Although it's clearly not Min HaTorah. Others, the Nesiv over here, Mirnei Mesada, they bring other mekemas. In others, minayin something min ha-terah is not there bechlal to say that it's min ha-terah. There's a mitzvah, a din min ha-terah, chiyuv min ha-terah. It means, what's a mokim? Is it bringing Esther min ha-terah, minayin, Homan min ha-terah, minayin, Esther's deraisa? What's the mokir in terah for such a concept? What's a mokir? What's a smach for such a thing in terah? So, b'meila, that's the reason why the Rishonim and the Achreinim, when they want to bring out the Brichas HaTorah, yes, a mitzvah min ha-terah. It's not from the Loshen Minayin min ha-terah. Everyone understands that that's not a raya. Elamai, they have a raya from the Hemshech HaSugi, from the Diyun and the Sugi. Trachtich, Eba Zeh Lefizeh, Kem Nefshazog Nazeh. The Gemara said, Minayin le-Brichas HaTorah lefanem min ha-terah. Now, if Minayin min ha-terah doesn't mean what's haki the mokir for the chiv min ha-terah? In other words, what's the mokir ha-chiv that is a deraisa? But Slam, what's a mokir for this min ha-terah? Ken zayin that the whole piece of Gemara is interesting. What do you mean minayim min ha-terah? There's an asmachta for all brachas in the Torah. Why bechlal was the Gemara asking minayim le brachas ha-terah lefanam min ha-terah? What kind of a kasha is that? There's a ribu birchas ha-mitzvahs. And all the birchas ha-mitzvahs we know you have to make. And there's mekeres in different places of asmachtes for birchas ha-mitzvahs. There's the general asmachta that we learn for all the mitzvahs, whether it's from Trumus ha-maisres, whether it's from Zevach Pesach, whatever the asmachta is. So the etzem kasha, minah, yilin birchas ha-terah min ha-terah, kilu, what's the mocker for this bracha? What's the problem? There's a mocker for all brachas. So I'm saying, even if lepeil takya birchas ha-terah is deraisa, and being the birchas ha-terah is deraisa, be'etzem, it does need to have a different pasuk to teach you there's deraisa, the others aren't deraisa. So b'meila, I asked, so then what's the whole part of the sicha? Ken zayin, shirichtik, emes the birchas ha-terah is mideraisa, on emes that therefore it needs to have a different type of a mokir. But the etzem signin of the Gemara's kasha and answer, minayin le-birchas ha-terah min ha-terah, sounds like birchas ha-terah doesn't yet have mokir anywhere in the Torah. Because once we've established, based on that tesis in Baba Basra, that minayin le whatever, birchas ha-terah, matnaschiv mira, tzien, whenever the Gemara says minayin min ha-terah, it means what is a source for this? Where is there a mokir for this in the Torah? So then the Rebbe is saying, what do you mean? Birchas ha-terah is a mitzvah, limud ha-terah is a mitzvah. And there are sources for birchas ha-mitzvahs. So what do you mean we need a special source? So ein hochanami, the Rebbe is saying in the order that it's not muchrach, because since lepoyil, we need an additional source for birchas ha-terah, because we hold that it's deraisa. So maybe that was the kavana of bringing the source. But in the Lashon ha-gemara, that's not the pashtus of it. The Lashon is minayin le-birchas ha-terah lefanam min ha-terah. And that Lashon is a general Lashon looking for any type of a source, not for the deraisa sheboy. Ebaze heyes that birchas ha-terah is that limud ha-terah is a mitzvah, and birchas ha-terah is first and foremost a birchas ha-mitzvahs, and for birchas ha-mitzvahs we have asmachtas. So why do we have to find another asmachta? Unless you'll tell me that here when it says minayin min ha-terah, it means taket to find the mokim min ha-terah. Okay, ken zayin, but that's not the regular expression of minayin lebirchas ha-terah min ha-terah. The regular expression is vasis apsam mokir vudan asmachta to them. Why do I need a special asmachta for it? Muzayin, that there's something different about this bracha. It's not nichlal and all the other brachas. It's a different type of a bracha. In fact, what's the mokir for such a different type of a bracha bachlal? And for that, we have to have a mokir miyuchud. Not just because it's a deraisa, but this is bemes, the only smach, the only mokir, the only yisaid for such a new type of a bracha. And that's what Yehuda Marav said, minayin lebirchas ha-terah lefanam min ha-terah, vuda mokir for azamin bracha, anandere sort bracha in ganzen. There's no such mokir for this in regular birchas ha-mitzvahs and the regular asmachtas for that. So after avdamadu anayim bracha, avdamadu anayim mokir, Havu Gedil, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gedil Lakenu. This is not just the Makar that is a Deraisa, but it's a Makar that's unique only for this to tell you that this is Taka, a different type of a bracha, as the Rebbe's Mamshech in the Hemshech of the Sicha.